This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one friend who always finds the best travel deals, picks the right cards, and somehow ends up in first class for the price of coach? Smart Travel is like that friend, but in podcast form. They cover all things travel finance, like how to book busy season trips without the busy season sticker shock, and which flight deals are actually deals and which are clickbait. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we're heading west to a place that many travelers have heard of, but few have really experienced. A city where you can ski in the morning, paddleboard in the afternoon, and finish the day drinking a local brew, meeting very friendly locals. This is Bend, Oregon, and its mighty neighbor, the volcanic giant known as Mount Bachelor. Bend had been lodged in my travel imagination for years, since a friend told me about visiting their son there, and ever since, that name just stuck. A high desert city, about 85,000 residents, surrounded by forest, sunshine, and a whole lot of outdoor obsession. But the real reason for my trip to Bend was the big mountain just outside of town, Mount Bachelor. It's a volcanic peak rising 9,065 feet. It has something I'd never seen before, true 365-degree skiing. From the summit, you can drop in any direction on the compass rose. It's like standing on top of a giant snow-covered dome and having the whole world open up around you. And here's the thing about Bachelor. It's huge. More than 4,300 acres of lift-accessible terrain with 123 ski trails, making it the seventh largest ski resort in North America. A new lift called Cloud Chaser in 2016 opened up even more glades and juniper-lined runs. What makes Mount Bachelor truly unique is what it doesn't have. Because the mountain sits inside the Deschutes National Forest, development is limited. No slopeside hotels, no shopping villages, no condos stacked up against the lifts. Just pure, undisturbed wilderness. From the summit, all you see are the Three Sisters Peaks and endless forest. It's a refreshing reminder of what skiing used to feel like. Of course, that pristine setting comes with a catch. The summit isn't always open. In fact, two-thirds of the time at Mount Bachelor, the winds are so fierce that the lifts can't run. The chairs sway sideways, the towers ice over, and the crews have to chip away at the rime with machinery. But when the summit does open, oh, it's magic. Dry, chalky snow, wide open bowls, and midweek, you can have the whole run to yourself. On this trip, I was joined by skier Mark Guido from First Tracks Online, who pointed out something important. Bachelor sits east of the Cascade Crest. That means it avoids the heavy, wet Cascade concrete that other Pacific Northwest mountains are known for. Instead, you get lighter, drier snow, on an average of 387 inches of it every year. After a day on the mountain, we headed back into Bend and checked into Oxford Hotel, a downtown gem with 59 rooms, a great restaurant called Ten Below, and a top-floor fitness center with a sauna and steam room. It's the kind of hotel that makes you feel like you're in the heart of a city, but it's still just minutes from the wilderness. And speaking of heart, Bend's beer scene is legendary. On our first afternoon, we found ourselves at Brother John's, sampling a Boneyard brew and learning that Bend has 24 breweries, brew pubs, and beer bars. Deschutes, Ten Barrel, Cascade Lakes, they're all here, and they all have their own personalities. One of the most interesting people we met in Bend was former NFL quarterback and patriot Drew Bledsoe, who now splits his time between Bend and Montana. He's embraced the Bend lifestyle completely. He skis in the morning, golfs in the afternoon, and he makes wine in Walla Walla, Washington. When we saw Bledsoe, he was in flip-flops and a ball cap, just another local having a beer with friends. But he was about to do a radio interview about an upcoming Patriots game, so they're still interested in the old guy. Bledsoe, who's a giant man, told us that one of his favorite things about Bachelor is watching his kids ski from the summit. One of the trails is even named after his father-in-law, Bill Healy, who helped found the mountain back in 1958. Another thing that stood out to me at Mount Bachelor was the number of older skiers. Lots of silver hair, lots of people who've been skiing for decades, and interestingly, far fewer snowboarders than you'd expect. Mark Guido said the pendulum is swinging back. More young people are returning to skis after years on snowboards. If you're looking for a family-friendly terrain, Bachelor has it in spades. The west-facing backside has no lifts, but a 4-mile catch line brings you back around. And the signage is so clear, you'd have to try hard to get lost. It's a mountain where everyone, beginners, intermediates, and experts, can find their sweet spot. One of the most memorable experiences of our trip was dog sledding with Oregon Trail of Dreams. We met Jerry Skidoris and his daughter, Rachel, an Iditarod veteran. Before heading out on a forested trail with our musher, Gabe Dunham, our lead dog had run the Iditarod multiple times. You could feel that energy as the team took off through the snow. And finally, the city of Bend. The city's growing fast, especially around the old mill district, where a former power plant has been transformed into shops, cafes, and a beautiful riverfront trail. Three iconic smokestacks still stand, now part of the local REI store. Across the river, there's an outdoor music venue where bands like Death Cab for Cutie have played. Bend is a city that's evolving. New housing is being built in 2026, bringing more retirees and other people who have heard about the famous Bend lifestyle. But Bend is still rooted in the outdoors and Mount Bachelor, with its wilderness views, dry snow, and no-frills, pure skiing personality, is at the center of it all.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.
Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer, host of the Frommer's Travel Podcast. We post new episodes weekly, detailing the kinds of money-saving tips and cultural insights that will make your trips richer without making you significantly poorer. We do so by interviewing real travel experts like TV host Samantha Brown, Frommer's authors from around the globe, and such public figures as Free Solo's Alex Honnold. It's a fun travel party. I hope you can join us.